Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Should a surviving spouse who has just inherited a retirement plan from her deceased spouse always roll over those benefits to the surviving spouse's own IRA as soon as possible? Generally, yes, unless one of four exceptions applies. The exceptions are disclaimers, creditors under 59 and a half and older than the decedent. By the way, I'll refer to the participant as he and the surviving spouse as she just for convenience, but everything I'm going to say applies exactly the same to a female participant and a male surviving spouse. Okay, the big advantage of the spousal rollover has to do with delaying the distribution of the benefits as long as possible. Delaying distribution means that taxes are postponed as long as possible, or in the case of a Roth retirement plan, the tax-free growth continues as long as possible. If a surviving spouse leaves the inherited benefits in the decedent's plan, the surviving spouse is holding that account as beneficiary. And as beneficiary, the surviving spouse will be required under the minimum distribution rules to liquidate the inherited IRA or plan over the surviving spouse's life expectancy. In contrast, by rolling over the benefits to her own IRA, the spouse's required distributions will be dramatically reduced. By using the uniform lifetime table that's applicable to her as owner, she can extend the payout of that rolled-over account way beyond her life expectancy, and eventually leave the benefits to the next generation for payout over their life expectancies after her death. The economic difference between the spousal rollover versus continuing to hold the account as beneficiary is huge. By holding as beneficiary, the surviving spouse would have to liquidate the plan entirely by the time she's in her late 80s. In contrast, by rolling it over to her own IRA and taking only the required distribution each year, the surviving spouse can pretty much ensure that the plan will be larger when she reaches her late 80s than it was when she turned 70 and a half. So, since the deferral options are almost always better if the surviving spouse rolls over inherited benefits, why would you ever not have her roll over an inherited plan? Let's go back to the four reasons. Disclaimers, creditors under 59 and a half or older than the decedent. First, disclaimer. If there's any chance that the surviving spouse may want to disclaim the benefits she's inherited from the first spouse, hold off on the rollover until after that decision has been made. A disclaimer is a refusal to accept an inheritance. Why on earth would anyone ever refuse to accept an inheritance? The answer, as usual, is taxes. Suppose a participant died and he leaves his only asset, which is a $1 million IRA, to his spouse. However, his surviving spouse already has her own $3 million IRA plus $7 million of other assets. By leaving his IRA to the spouse, the participant has wasted his federal estate tax exemption, also called credit shelter. So by disclaiming the IRA, that is, by refusing to accept it even though she was named as beneficiary, the surviving spouse could allow the IRA to pass instead to the couple's children as beneficiaries, as contingent beneficiaries, assuming that they are named as contingent beneficiaries of the IRA. It's a very important assumption. And by disclaiming the benefits over to them, that would allow the stretch payout over the life expectancy of the children, and it would make use of the decedent's federal estate tax exemption by bypassing the surviving spouse's estate. So that's an example of when it would be a great planning idea for the surviving spouse to disclaim an IRA. But in order for a disclaimer to work, it has to be qualified under the tax code. And one requirement of a qualified disclaimer is that the surviving spouse must not have accepted the benefits. If she accepts them, then she can't disclaim them. Now, simply taking the minimum required distribution for the year of death, that is not considered acceptance of the rest of the account. So she can do that with no problem. But rolling the benefits over to her own IRA would be deemed acceptance of the inherited plan, making it impossible for her to later disclaim. So do not have the surviving spouse roll over any inherited benefits until after it is determined that she does not want to disclaim the benefits. Another reason to pause before doing a rollover has to do with creditors' claims. If the surviving spouse is concerned about creditors' claims against her, and fortunately most spouses are not concerned about that, but if she is, the benefits may be safer in her own plan. Or they may be safer in the inherited plan. So if she is concerned, she needs to consult an asset protection specialist. So if she's in maybe a risky business where she gets sued all the time, or for some other reason she's concerned about that issue, you need to determine where the money is going to be the safest before you do anything else. And don't call me on that question because I am not an asset protection specialist. The third and fourth reasons to pause before doing a spousal rollover have to do with the surviving spouse's age. If the surviving spouse is under age 59 and a half, she has to be concerned about the 10% penalty that applies to these so-called premature distributions from retirement plans. As long as the money stays in the decedent's plan, the surviving spouse can access it penalty-free at any time. That's because death benefits are always exempt from the penalty. But once she rolls over the inherited benefits to her own plan, the benefits lose their status as death benefits. And they become her benefits, and if she's under 59 and a half, she won't be able to withdraw from the rollover plan without either paying the 10% penalty or qualifying for some other exception. So what are your choices if the surviving spouse is under 59 and a half? Well, here's three options. You can leave the money in the decedent's plan until the surviving spouse reaches 59 and a half. That way, while she's under 59 and a half, she can take money out if she needs it. Once she's 59 and a half, she can roll it over to her own plan. Another choice is to leave some of the money in the decedent's plan, maybe as much as she thinks she's going to need, and roll over the rest to her own plan. A third option is to roll it all over to the surviving spouse's own IRA and figure out that if she later on does need money from the account before reaching 59 and a half, she can set up a series of substantially equal payments from the rollover IRA and get money out penalty-free that way. Well, the last of our four reasons to pause before rolling over an inherited plan for a surviving spouse is if the surviving spouse is older than the deceased spouse. For example, Peter dies at age 63. He leaves his IRA to his wife, Paula. She's 69. If she rolls over the inherited IRA to her own IRA right away, she'll have to start taking required distributions from her IRA in about a year when she reaches 70 and a half. In contrast, if she leaves the money in Peter's IRA and continues to hold it as beneficiary, she, as a surviving spouse, does not have to take any distributions as beneficiary until the year the deceased spouse, Peter, would have reached age 70 and a half, which is about 7 years from now. So a surviving spouse who inherits from a younger deceased spouse can actually get more deferral by delaying the rollover until just before the year the deceased spouse would have reached age 70 and a half. Hope that's complicated enough for you. Let's wrap this up. When a surviving spouse inherits a retirement plan from the deceased spouse, stop and ask four questions. Is there any reason the surviving spouse might want to disclaim the inherited benefit? Is the surviving spouse worried about creditors' claims? Is the surviving spouse under age 59 and a half? Is the surviving spouse older than the deceased spouse? If you answered yes to any of those questions, hold off on the spousal rollover and take other actions accordingly. But if the answer to all four questions is no, the surviving spouse should roll over the retirement inherited benefits to the spouse's own plan as soon as possible. For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.